True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
13 on this Tuesday morning, September 9th, is it? I can't read my own handwriting here. Yeah, it is the 9th, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, September 9th, and we're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University in Minnesota. It is currently 75 degrees, going up to 90 today, 50-50 shot at showers, and then throughout the rest of the week, you can expect pretty much the same thing, highs of 85 today, 87 warming, 88 Thursday, 89 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up to near 90, but dry all the way through next Wednesday, and the tropics are quiet, so at this day before the statistical peak of hurricane season, we'll take it. Good morning, David Schultz. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hope you're doing well, too.
I'm well. I asked people before we went to break, before you came on, the president said that in order to have a great country, you have to have religion, and I asked them if they thought that was agreeable, if they agreed with that or not. And the only text I got was, in his mind, to have a great country, you have to have a religion in which you worship everything Trump. I will say this. This is my own opinion. And I don't have Trump derangement syndrome. I think the president does some good things, does some bad things when it comes to religion. I think it kind of rings hollow with him. I think maybe George Bush might have been able to get by with thumping some Bibles, or maybe some Jimmy Carter might have been able to get by with thumping some Bibles. But for me, Trump, you can push his business creds. You can push his immigration creds. The religious part, it seems like he's kind of faking the funk.
It looks a little bit like it. I mean, remember, he's a business person. He's had the Trump Bible for years, you know, and, you know, how much he mixes business and religion seems like he's doing it. But at the end of the day, you know, what somebody else's business or what somebody else's religion is and what they personally believe, kind of none of my business.
No, it's not. Like it. But by the same token, yeah. Nor is it that of the public schools, because, you know, there's
exactly.
This old movie, The Sandpiper,
exactly.
With Richard Burton a long time ago, where Elizabeth Taylor is concerned about her son praying. He says, well, you can't force him to pray. We've tried. It doesn't work. You can't force somebody to pray, nor can you prevent somebody from praying, because that's in their mind between them and God, right? That's why this whole thing always struck me as terribly ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say also, I mean, if you look at history, I mean, history has never shown a situation where you can force somebody to believe in God or force somebody to change their religion. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And so it's really a matter of a personal conviction. And again, just expressing sort of, you know, my view as a legal scholar is that there's a reason why our framers had the establishment clause and said government shouldn't establish religion. It's a private matter.
So with that being said, he said he wants to instruct the education department to bring religion back into schools. And I'm going to start here, because when I heard that, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute now. If you're a Catholic, you don't want Protestant instruction. If you're a Protestant, you don't want Catholic instruction. If you're Muslim, you don't want Christian instruction. If you're Jewish, you don't want Christian instruction, nor do you want Muslim instruction. That's why you can't have an established religion, right? Because so many people have so many different religions.
That's exactly the reason why. And also, there are many people who say they're not religious. If we look at public opinion polls right now, too, or just and look at trends, we've got For people under, let's say, the age of 30, approximately, about 40 to 45% that say that God isn't important, that or they don't believe in God or something like that, or they don't pray to a Christian God. And so we're looking at, you know, roughly half the population, who would be subjected, to these kind of orders or something like that, who have a variety of beliefs, including non-beliefs. And again, you can't really force people to believe.
So let's talk about the Supreme Court and the aggressive immigration raids, because here's the thing, and I'm just going to put it in layman's terms, all right? When you see a group of guys or women standing outside of the home improvement center, you can pretty well figure that they're illegal, but you can't legally, or at least I didn't think you could legally automatically challenge them just on that basis, because like, well, you're speaking Spanish, you're out here looking for day labor, I'm going to presume that you're an illegal immigrant. Up until yesterday, that would not have been legal, would it? Take me through the constitutional history of all of this, Dave, and I guess the Fourth Amendment?
It would have been the Fourth Amendment, as well as perhaps the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. But police just can't randomly stop us. They have to have what's called probable cause that we're doing something wrong. And in most situations, just hanging out on a street corner is not probable cause, because what? We have a constitutional right to hang out in public squares and hang out in public places. You know, if you and I want to go and just go hang out down around, you know, in front of Joe's Bar, just hang out and we're not doing anything wrong, you know, God bless America, that's my right to just go hang out or something like that. So police just can't stop us. You know, they have to have probable cause. Now, they can come up with probable cause if they can find us we're doing something wrong. That's one problem. The second problem is that in the decision that came down, was I think yesterday or whatever it was, the court basically said that probable cause could be what somebody looks like or them speaking Spanish. Now, that kind of strikes me as discriminatory, that I'm going to stop you based upon your looks. Isn't that what a lot of racial discrimination is about, stopping people on the basis of their looks?
See, let me take the other side of this here. If somebody's listening and they're saying, you know damn well, first of all, that being presumed because you don't know really, but you know damn well they're not from here because they're outside of the home improvement store looking for day labor. But even if you do, quote, know that, the danger in allowing law enforcement to do that in this case is that it could lead to other cases where it's all like the economy or health insurance or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If it works for you, then you're okay with it. But if it doesn't work for you, then all of a sudden you got a problem, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, first off, this is clearly racial. Well, at least it looks like to me, racial profiling. This, based upon your race, we're going to presume that you're illegal. But how about here? We take it a step further. Based upon your race, we're going to presume that you are about to commit a crime. I mean, think about some recent stuff here, you know, in terms of, you know, the mass shooting that we had at a church, in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. We know that about 98% of mass shooters that are mass shootings have occurred have been young white male Caucasians in terms of shooters. Well, based upon that profile, anytime we see maybe young white males, you know, hanging out somewhere, we're going to presume that maybe they're up to something no good, and maybe they may be a mass shooter, and we're going to go stop, search and frisk them, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that becomes the slippery slope that we're starting to look at here.
But as you say that, I can guarantee you there are people that heard you say that and say, you know what, fine. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Maybe it'll prevent mass shootings, and we can take a break, and on the other side we'll explain how slippery slope, you got to watch what you ask for because you may get it, what that could lead to eventually. And also, I want to drill down a little bit on what exactly the court did issue yesterday, because I don't know if that was just a temporary order from Kavanaugh, if it was a ruling on a case, and it does matter. The details matter. David Schultz, professor of law and political science at Hamline University. It is 6:21, time for traffic, WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about what happened yesterday with immigration and what needs to be there in order for law enforcement to challenge somebody that they think is illegal. I guess, David, maybe we can look at it from a standpoint of what was it before the ruling and what is it now?
What you needed before was you needed some type of probable cause to be able to stop people in public, and you just couldn't sort of say round up the usual suspects. And what the court said yesterday is that they're going to let the Trump administration and ICE proceed in terms of detaining people based upon what appears to be them speaking, you know, a foreign language, in this case probably Spanish, or the way they look. Now, it wasn't a ruling on the merits. It was another one of what's called the shadow docket cases, where a lower court had ruled against the Trump administration. The case was appealed up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, we're going to let the Trump administration proceed with what it's doing until the case actually is appealed, full oral arguments are made, et cetera, and work their way up. And this is a very common pattern, what we're seeing right now with the Supreme Court. The lower courts are over 90% of the time ruling against the Trump administration on merits. Then the Trump administration asks for a restraining order or a temporary restraining order to halt the lower court decision, and it's granted by the Supreme Court.
A lot of conservatives are wont to say, you know, the example of you put the frog in the water and you turn the water up and eventually the frog is cooked before he knows it. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not a frog. And you would think the frog would say, man, it's hot. I'm getting the hell out of here. But either way, it seems as though sometimes or lately with civil liberties that same thing might apply here, but in another way, where it seems as though our liberties are kind of being taken away day by day, little bit by little bit, and people don't realize it. Am I wrong here or not?
Well, it does look like that at this point, because this is a pretty abrupt shift that's going on here. We're basically now saying that ICE has broad authority just to basically stop, question and detain people based upon what they look like or how are they talking or something like that. And I mean, that's not supposed to be what our law is allows to do. And again, I know a lot of people are saying, well, but they're guilty,
or
we have good reason or something like that. Think about it. I can use another example here. We know approximately 25,000 women a year, are shot by their domestic partners, you know, in domestic disputes. Often, almost all those owners are male, vast majority are white. Well, why don't we just say at this point, because in the interest of preventing domestic abuse, we're going to now take away all the guns from everybody who's white, male, and Caucasian, because the chances are that they might shoot somebody or they might shoot their partner next year. I would think that an awful lot of people listening to this show would get very upset by that type of reasoning, but that's exactly where we're headed.
And that's the problem, that once the court says you can do it for this reason, you got to be careful that it doesn't go that the court says you can do it for that reason as well. And that's the point you're making. You're not trying to take guns away. You're just saying you better look out. You better watch what you ask for. You might just get it, correct?
Exactly. And for those people who do care about guns, I mean, this is a decision that could lead to something like that, where we suspect that people who have guns, or we suspect people who are fitting a certain profile, are going to do something wrong. And so we're going to go round them up. And I kind of think that the whole idea of a free society is government bears the burden to stop us. Government bears the burden to prove guilt beyond reasonable doubt, that we should be free to do what we want until such time is that there's real evidence to support that me, particularly me, not the group that I'm a member of, not my race, not my ethnicity, not my religion, but particular suspicion that I'm doing something wrong.
I got to tell you, first thing I thought of, because I go to the big box stores occasionally to get dog food and the things in the big packages, is that I've seen people of color that I just presumed were from New Orleans that turned out to be speaking Spanish, I guess, or maybe from Cuba or, I don't know, wherever else, Venezuela. And I think people of color that are for this better be careful, because it might go from speaking Spanish to people of color, where all of a sudden then you can be challenged, and who knows where it leads from there. I'm just saying, you got to watch what you ask for. You might get it. Thank you, David. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk about confession in the church and how that's changed. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Ian Ozan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.